As you view the day, the month, the year, your life ahead of you, you think of it as a mental garden. And in this mental garden, you're going to plant seeds of truth and of God in the soil of your mind. You're going to treat and weed out that which would produce worry or fear or limitation. Deeply and consciously and with feeling, you are going to commune with God. You're going to plant and allow God to plant eternal ideas of intelligence, of love, of prosperity, of opulence. You conceive this very day and this moment to be in the mind of the eternal God. Therefore, you decree that this day will be the best day that you have ever had. This day is filled with the beginning of prosperity and success that will last throughout your entire existence. You are being anointed with this because your mind is being filled with this, and it is affecting your body and all of the circumstances of your life. God's abundance is everywhere present, everywhere you go. It's as if it comes from center to circumference in you, projecting around you. Creative, infinite God embraces you and gives you the harvest. And with joy, you accept the harvest. You realize that this day can be the greatest day that you have ever lived. Even right now, you see that each moment of this day is in divine order. It is wonderful. It is filled with prosperity and filled with success. And then you realize that this is the order of business for the rest of your life. Things have changed. We have decreed it, and you have accepted it, and it is one. There is a living, breathing energy of life that is filling your life with prosperity and with good. And you greet this new life with joy and acceptance and gratitude, knowing that this is the rich fulfillment of your promise that you have made to God. There is an unlimited supply coming into your life. Unlimited supply is yours today, and it's yours every day. You are included in all that God has. You are able to demonstrate the constant and continuous overflowing fullness of God's wealth and opulence. Nothing and no one can plant the lie of lack or limitation in you. Practice prosperity in your thinking and in right action and in abundance living. You know that you are the everlasting beneficiary of the all-wise, infinite, all-loving creator of the universe. Your income is sure. Your income is definite. Your income is positive. Because it is from the everlasting God. Your income is constantly expanding and multiplying. Your income is just as big as God and just as good. It is just as big as you choose to make it, and you choose to open the windows of heaven and allow God to pour out for you an abundant supply. Your income is perpetual, and it has been touched by God and blessed. God has never limited you, and now you synchronize your human mind with God mind, and you never limit yourself or limit God. Joyously, you see ways and means to release the constant good that comes to you. You make channels for streams of good, where it may run broadly. You see to it that blessing and gratitude and appreciation go into everything you do and you say and you express. Your income and outgo are always balanced by the divine auditor. Love's rich endowment of love is with you everywhere. Your faith and your fortune are forever established with God. Through the power of Jesus Christ, you break the bonds of limitation for all time. You bring peace and prosperity and security to everyone you contact. My cup runneth over unto everyone else that comes in contact with you. Morning, noon, and night, awake or asleep, at work or at play, at home or abroad, always and always there is a steady, unbroken stream of God's riches and abundance, pouring in, through you, around about you, in a perpetual stream of supply that never stops. And this is the ceaseless play of life in your life. You bless and you praise and you thank God for this forever flowing, brimming tide of fulfillment. God holds you in the riches of God's boundless love, and you are enriched and enriched forevermore. There will never be a time in your life where you will want for anything, and anyone connected with you will prosper. Your money that you will have in your pocket or in your bank account, your money is God's money. And it expresses an ever-multiplying power. It expresses life and energy and circulation, fluency. There is always plenty of money. You are a teeming center for its teeming circulation. Freely and boundlessly, it pours into you from every direction. Through every deal, through every contract, through every investment, through every transaction. God has established in you, beginning this moment, an unerring instinct for financial success and prosperity that is decreed in Jesus Christ's name. You always bless your money, and your money blesses you. Liberally, you receive, and liberally you share, and liberally you wisely spend your money for the good of all. You will always have plenty of cash or money. Your customers, clients, merchants, dealers never hesitate to pay you quickly. Anyone that owes you anything never hesitates to pay you. The divine idea to pay you and pay you quickly. Divine wisdom and intelligence shows you how to handle and manage and be comfortable with your money. It never handles you. You no longer live your life just to pay bills. Your money is God's blessed money. It can never harm or hurt anyone. Can never cause you to fear, dread, or worry, or have anxiety. Money can never make or break you. You know that God is always the source, the substance, and the reality of your supply. Neither gambling, speculation, greed, nor graft, local confusion, nor international controversies can interfere with the clear flowing streams of your financial income and outgo. Your collateral is in God's bank account, and it is always good. Your credit is always perfect. The bank of God, of universal abundance, is always overflowing with inexhaustible opulence for you and yours and all. You use the God-given gifts given to you and the divine dollars of God's giving for constructive good works. You always have plenty of money. With joy and with gratitude, you say that God blesses this money and God causes this money to increase, multiply, and expand richly, abundantly, and with great profit. God blesses the giver and the receiver and causes their substance to be enriched fruitfully, joyously, endlessly. I thank you, God, for the useful idea of money. The love of God now fills your mind and heart, and this love blesses you and provides for your every need. The living Christ quickens your mind and heart, and you know the divine love radiating through you attracts only good into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are secure in your good, today, tomorrow, and forever. God and you are one, and you experience God's love, and you express God's good. You have a God-given birthright that is all the goodness of the kingdom of heaven, and you are infinitely blessed forever. You are quickened by the love of Christ. You bless your every experience with this love that brings forth good. You are quickened with an attracting power of God's prosperity that fills your life with every satisfying good. You have a new, poised, patient, and positive outlook on life. You know that God is pouring out God's good upon you, and that it will never stop. The Christ Spirit in you blesses you with love and blesses you with peace, and you are assured of help in every need. There will never be a time when you want or lack for any good thing. God, in awe of God's love, pours out a divine abundance upon you and on your life and on your world, showing forth a perfect order in your life. God says, "Behold, I make all things new." And with new zeal and enthusiasm, you accept God's promise of good fulfilling your life and affairs. You believe that God is the source of all of your good, that money is God in action. And you believe that your good is now flowing to you, and it will never stop flowing. It is endless. I pray in my own personal prayer for you that increased income, as it comes to you, you will give thanks constantly and be aware as it is coming to you every day for the rest of your life that it is from God. I pray that increased income comes to you in expected and unexpected ways. I pray that all channels of financial supply are open to you. And now let me speak for you, to you. I decree that the genius of success touches everything you do. God is going to use your mind and use your body. God is going to act through your body, move through your body, talk through your body, see through your eyes. The genius of success of God touches everything that you do. I decree in Jesus Christ's name that you are under the divine law of multiplication and of power. Wave upon wave upon wave of abundant life energy sweeps through you, vitalizing and energizing every organ and function of your being for prosperity and success and dominion. Infinite life within you is the endless stream of the river of the tideless, ageless, deathless energy within you. There are no freezing or frozen limitations within or without of you. Yesterday and its lack and limitation are gone forever. Today is a new day, and you are made new in this new day. And tomorrow is filled with golden, glowing, dynamic concepts for working, living, moving, acting, and progressing. You will be able to accomplish more than you have ever accomplished in your life. The executive power of the universe is your executive power of your life. This executive power is within you now. This same executive power that runs the earth runs your business, your home, your financial affairs, and your body. You are under the executive leadership of divine intelligence, and you practice progress. Under the executive leadership of divine intelligence, you prosper. You tap the resources of the universal, all-creative mind of God. There is no limit to the productive power of this embodiment within you. You are joined together in one executive power of co-ordained right action. This action is taking place right now in and through you in every detail and in every department of your life. It is God that doeth the works, and doeth them wonderfully well, says the Bible. Dynamic action for success sweeps away all obstacles in your path. You are filled with a spiritual optimism that knows no wavering or indecision. This treatment goes to the bottom of your being. It awakens every dormant skill, talent, and ability for executive production. There are no vacuums in your mind, and the power of God is working wave after wave in and through you. You inbreathe the essence, and you outbreathe the action. The divine power of enthusiasm is in every part of your being. You have a right action that takes place at every area of your body and your life. The majesty of God's presence breathes through everything that you do. God is chairman of your board and the head of your spiritual board of directors. God's directives are sure for your life. You listen to the divine ideas that God gives you, and you take action on these divine ideas. You translate the ideas that God gives you into definite manifestation. You are an executive partner of God, the Supreme Being, and glorious waves of fulfillment permeate your entire life and your work with prosperity. Life is a play that never stops, and you are an actor in it. Your thought casts you now in a role in which you perform. You are anointed with the power of positive thinking. You are anointed with the power of positive expectation. You are anointed with the ideas of God. You attract to yourself nothing but divine good and divine prosperity. You are in the role for the rest of your life of success and opulence and abundance. You are working from a foundation of power. You are working from an understanding of the abundance of God. God is constantly moving and acting and working with the law of supply and demand in your life. There is a power in you that is spiritual, and it is creating in your human mind a trust and a confidence and a courage and a security. God is investing in you. God is implanting these qualities in you and in everything you touch in your business. And you know and you understand this. You have a power that is of God. It is a power that is all-powerful, and it will never fail you. It is sure and it is certain. This is a power that is responding now to your inner conviction that God is in the midst of you and in your life, and all is well. There is a tremendous desire in you to accept the good and to do good to others. There's a tremendous desire and will in you to live by the golden rule. You will express life and right action, and you will never stand still. You realize that God working through you has no competitor, that right ideas never infringe or interfere with another, that right now that God's business is not dominated by fear, never dominated by greed, conditions, rivals, or relatives. There is enough in God, enough to spare for all. The business of God is infinite, universal, and endless. Your business is an infinite expression of God, of God intelligence, God life, God truth, and God love. Your business is established in the golden rule of service, serving others as you would have them serve you, with all fairness, honesty, goodness, richness, purity, and integrity. You prosper, and you wish for others that they prosper. You are in your business to meet a definite need. In truth, you know that supply and demand are always one. We know that through the power of the knowledge of having God as our silent partner, that God's hand is in everything that we do. We know that this business can never be touched in any way by depression, recession, or any kind of environmental change. God is the head of your business, and God neither slumbers nor sleeps. Enthusiastically, you realize that you will have a business that is in constant expanse and growth, a business that you can easily keep up with because God is keeping up with it. And it is already perfect and complete in God's mind. Through the power of Jesus Christ, I decree that the law of increase and multiplication of God is constantly at work in your career. You love your career, and it loves you back. And therefore, it is successful and prosperous, enjoyable, and filled with financial success for you and for yours and for all. God blesses your life and your career right now. God blesses your business. God blesses your business transactions. There is a power of God that is with you wherever you go, when you're at work and when you're off work. It is a power that everyone feels and senses and sees. You are anointed with a Christ charisma that infills you with a power that draws all good to you. It draws all prosperity to you, and it draws it to you in endless streams. You are one with abundance. You are one with wealth. You are one with opulence. You will be one with these for the rest of your days. Every moment for the rest of your life, you will experience increased, multiplying prosperity and wealth. You are open to this, and you believe that you're deserving of this. You do not fear success. You do not fear wealth. You will not feel guilty because you make a covenant with God that as you are being given to, you will give. The power that will come to you, the wealth that will come to you, will cause others to become wealthy, and you will share the good that is given to you. You will tithe, and you'll prosper in everything that you think and say and do. You give to God, and God gives to you unsparingly. You give of the first fruits of your earnings, money, time, devotion, and your ability. And with undeviating devotion, you give to God's ministry, to your church, and it prospers and protects others through teachings like this. Giving your tithe to God, you connect yourself with your source continually of divine abundance itself. It is the secret of increase and multiplication in all ways. The kingdom of expansion is within you. The more you give, the more you receive. You are aware of your divine obligation at all times. You give of little sums, the big sums, and of the scattered sums. You give your tenth part to God, and you do so lovingly, joyously, and faithfully. This ensures your security, your success, and prosperity and progress. Your tithe goes to the spiritual works and to spiritual works alone. Your income and outgo are forever active, sustained, and rich and fruitful by the almighty grace of God. And gratefully and faithfully, you put your love and gratitude into your tithe to God. And richly you experience the endless supply of God's love and blessings. You praise the Lord your God all the days of your life. And as you praise, you realize that new avenues of good are being opened to you. God continually gives more, and you continually give more. But you will find the truth that you cannot outgive God. And in all ways, as we end this recording today, I pray that this is implanted in your mind and in your soul and in your body as part of your DNA. I pray that you'll never be able to get this belief off of you. I pray that it will only increase And as it increases and expands in your consciousness, you will have an ability and a power of God that will draw to you that you are seeking. You have consented in mind. You have accepted these ideas and they have been implanted in your consciousness. They will be with you forever, and immediately they will begin reaping the results. God is changing your life. In Jesus Christ's name, I decree this to be so. Amen and amen.